it takes only 7 seconds for the dopamine hit from one puff of a cigarette to reach the brain. No form of pharmacotherapy comes close to this, hence why it is important to use both short and long-acting forms of nicotine replacement therapy, more in the coming training. This image describes the process of nicotine addiction. When a person smokes, nicotine is absorbed via the buccal mucosa. Nicotine then binds to the nicotinic receptor, stimulating dopamine release. High levels of nicotine create that buzz and over time, drops in nicotine then create cravings, thus forming the nicotine addiction cycle. Over time, these nicotine receptors become inactive, which is why it is important to highlight to the client a not a puff rule is insisted upon. Just one puff of a cigarette can result in nicotine receptors becoming active again, causing a lapse.